Third down, 3-1, 3 to the left, 1 right. Glennon floats one in the middle of the field. That pass intercepted by Chris Harris Jr. He's got some blockers out in front, 30, 25, 20. Chris Harris Jr., 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Denver. Nice way to start the preseason for Chris Harris Jr.
Great way to start the preseason, Chris Harris Jr. Our man joining us now, and it's brought to you by Coloradans for Responsible Energy Development. Learn the facts at cred.org. Chris, man, that's how you get it done, right? Go in there for a couple plays, pick six, night over. How'd you like that?
Man, that's how we planned it, man. We try to make enough plays to get us out the game fast, and I was just able to make that play.
Did you think you were still in OTAs? And having that fast. What's up, Chris? It's Ray Crockett, man.
Man, it's crazy because we had a scrimmage last week, and it was the same play I picked off on Paxton. So it's kind of something that they don't see me falling off my man. So it's something I'm evolving, and I see a lot more plays coming this year.
Well, and you know what, Chris? The pressure certainly doesn't hurt. You got good pressure even without your top guys in there. That's got to make you smile, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, dude, man, I can't wait till Vaughn gets out there. And right now, man, we're just trying to get in shape, man. Get in shape, make sure that we're game ready for when we play the Chargers.
So, Chris, when you look at the way training camp is going right now, and some people will say that it's been soft because, you know, the physicality is not there. As a defensive group, what do you guys think about that when you're not really getting a lot of tackling and things of that nature, and then you get into a real game? Is it easy to turn it on like that?
For me, it is. I would say it's probably for everybody on the defense, probably. But offensive guys, it's a new system, and They got to start gelling together. So I would say it definitely affects them more than us. And I think as the time goes down, as the preseason goes along, the offensive line, they'll be more connected. All the timing and stuff within the offense, quarterbacks will be more comfortable. So I think guys will start looking a lot better.
I'm glad you alluded to that, Chris, because from a defensive standpoint, how much do you guys pay attention to that? Say, for instance, you know there's a quarterback – competition, as they say, going on. From a defensive standpoint, how much do you guys actually pay attention to what's happening over there and what you have to allude to when you think about, is this really a competition or you guys already know?
Man, it's definitely we definitely pay attention, and like I said, we're just trying to drown them both, man. Try to make it hard for both of them every day, and make it to where it's going to coach, whoever stands out and whoever makes the most plays, everybody will know. And that's what you can ask for when you have a coach like Vance Joseph. He let everybody have a fair chance, fair opportunity to start, and that's what he's giving these guys.
Well, Chris, it's on to San Francisco next week. I know you got to practice tomorrow and a couple more practices before you head out, but are you excited to get a chance to go against the Niners in a couple of practices before you play, or do you not like the joint practices?
I don't really like them too much, but, I mean, I guess it'd be good to practice against somebody else and see what they do and just get a different look, but I don't know. I just don't like it too much because it's more like a game kind of in practice.
Right.
And so that's the only thing I don't like about it, really.
Well, looking at this secondary, Chris, I mean, you guys, look, I always tend to say that the no-fly zone, I love the term. And when I watch you guys play, we know what the first unit's going to be. We know what you're going to do. We know what Keeb's going to do. We know what, you know, we know you guys are bona fide. But looking at that second group last night, is there one guy that you would say, especially from a corner standpoint, you got Chris Lewis, Harris, and Dawson, all these guys compete, is which one of those guys do you think or would you say is the guy that's going to step up and you think has the best chance to fill in one of those nickel guys or dime guys?
I would say Doss right now. He's always around the ball. He's always able to get those picks. He might get beat a couple times, but he's going to come up with a pick. So, I can always take my chances with Dawson. I think D. Lyon definitely has the talent. It just hasn't slowed down for him. And, man, I mean, it's hard your rookie year, man. It's hard, especially in our defense. We do a lot of checks on the run, a lot of we can change the defense up on the fly, and it can be pretty fast for you the first year.
And speaking about changing the defense up, Chris, I know I was in here. I interned with you guys a little last year, so I got to see you guys live, and I was very impressed with Joe Woods. That's my man. You guys love him, and so do I. With him moving to the defensive coordinator job, are you going to do anything different? I mean, I guess if you would have to put your hand on one thing and say, Wade Phillips, I was fortunate enough to play under him as well. From Wade Phillips to Joe Woods, what do you think the difference would be?
Man, I would say, man, Joe's just – he's so detailed with it. And, I mean, you know from firsthand how he is. And then you add a guy like Vance Joseph, who coached DBs his whole career and has this defense that he's added more to Joe. And I mean, that's just going to make us get more plays. And more – in the past, we've been so much man that it's been hard to get picks because
– yes.
We're always a man. We're always tight. You know what I mean?
So, and eyes are never on the ball.
Yeah, it's hard. So now we got more vision. That's the first thing Coach Joseph said. I want to take a lot of pressure off you guys. And that's what he's doing so far. And I think yesterday is the first look at it.
And that's what I saw last night in that play that you made. In a normal bump and run defense scheme, one that's really tight bump and run, you wouldn't have never made that play because you wouldn't be able to have vision to come off of that. So I know you got to be excited to see those picks coming your way this year.
Oh, yeah, man. And, I mean, that's a play right there. What I did is that's a really – I'm not coached to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a cheap play.
Yeah. I'm not coached to fall off my man and go get a pick, you know what I mean? So – that's something that I'm trying to evolve. I'm trying to take my game to the next level, and that's what I plan on doing this year.
All right, man, we're going to cut you free. Look forward to talking to you this year. But real quick, we just learned Ezekiel Elliott's going to be down 6 games. That means you don't face him. You will not face him in week 2. Is that big for you guys?
Oh, yeah, that's huge.
look,
yeah.
Yes.
I just put a smile on your face, didn't we?
Chris, I get you.
I can't sugarcoat that, man. Ezekiel Elliott is one of the best running backs in the league.
And he's a big dude.
Yeah, the problem is the offense revolves around that, man. So they still got a great O-line, but I expect them to throw the ball a little bit more now versus him.
All right, I'll tell you what, you are a Twitter guy. You got to welcome Ray to Twitter. He's at SlickPick639. So,
what'd you think about that handle? Yeah. At SlickPick639. I didn't come up with it now, Chris. I know you're thinking, what? They gave that to me.
Hey, I'm all about pumping up the strap hairs right now, man.
All right, man. Hey, Chris, we appreciate it, bud. Have a good day and rest up. We'll talk to you next week.
Congrats, man. Yeah. Keep doing your thing.